Blog Talk Radio. And now, Voices of the True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name.
Hallelujah. Yahuwah. Live, Radio. Worldwide international radio broadcast is now on the air. Yahuwah's Radio, Yahuwah's Ministry. I'll be your host. Thy name, your seer, Israel of Seed Royal. We're doing a series called The Due Order of YHWH, proper name Yahuwah, through his people's Israel, part number 23. We're going to scroll down the international side and see who all join us, and we'll get things running on take number 23. Let's scroll down the international side and see how many international countries have logged into this broadcast, part 23. All the slots are still. All the slots are still. Hallelujah, well on that. All the slots are still. What's flashing out of New York? New York, what's flashing? I don't see none yet. Okay, 105-931. 105-931. 105-931. New York, New York. 105 flashing 931. We're going to bring the elder in. He's going to tell you all about the broadcast, and we'll get it going on. Another fine record audience, 195 international countries, 105-931. We're going to bring the elder in and go from there. So when you meet the elder with a loud voice, you say, Elder Mr. Tibbs, Elder Mr. Tibbs, Yahuwah bid you that seed right here.
And Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel, Seed Royal. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
All right, hallelujah, I heard half of that. Need to hear a little bit more, but Yahuwah, okay, good enough. All right, I'm getting memos coming in as we speak. 195 international countries, 105-931 is flashing. So, Elder, what you got to tell this national audience before that big broadcast come on Power Talk at 9 o'clock, we're following this broadcast, you on the clock, come on.
Once again, Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And looks like we have another glorious number of people that came to hear the words of Yahuwah. 105,931 listeners? My. That's quite a bit of people that came to hear the words of Yahuwah. And you know something? That's what we're going to hear. Because we know we all came to hear those things that most of us can hear. And some listening never understand. And that's without proper teaching. To see those things in the Bible that most of us see, that some looking can never find. Or it's the misinformed that can do none of these things. And again, that's without proper teaching. This is why the words of Yahuwah that is taught makes all this and more possible for the righteous. We have to be aware by knowing the scriptures. There's those out there that camouflage evil or confused teachings for righteous learning, even using the Bible scriptures as verbal weapons. Let's see what Yahuwah has to say about that, about the things that he hates. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 6, verses 16 through 19. 16. These six things doeth the Yahuwah hate, yea, seven are an abomination unto him. 17. A proud look and a lying tongue, and hands that shed of innocent blood. 18. And a heart of mind that devises wicked imaginations, feet that be swift and running to mischief. 19. A false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brothers. And I know many of you have seen just as much. So, at this particular time, to help guide you through these dark times of Christianity and confusion, we welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahuwah's Ministry that comes to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. And first and foremost, about Yahuwah's Word, connecting the Bible books for your education, your health, and foods that you should eat and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because we know this is information that you came to seek. And now that you've found that what you have sought, you're in Yahuwah's ministry. It's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. No class on Tuesday unless we have a special event. Now, we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of Sabbath, current time, starts at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address that the listening members can use. To do this, open up any one of the search engine on any one of your smart devices. Even a smartwatch will work. Right on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After clicking on it, just under the big line, you're going to see some choices. One of these choices should be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you may see menu. After clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. In doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, "Give unto the Yahuwah, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength." 8, "Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts." I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And donations to this ministry is also greatly appreciated. If you give, what's in your mind, to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah Live. Also, to build a school, banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also, while there, don't forget to check that calendar. Keep yourself, family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. For the live program, this is a feature that's only available during the live broadcast time, like now. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. On the search line, type three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After clicking it, look for True Name Teachers. Click the red live button as soon as this appears. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. We're also using two email addresses for the listening members to use. The first is tribe, that's tribeyhdh@gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answered, or related topics. The other is yhdhysraeel@gmail.com. This is also for biblical subjects or related topics. You can even state how our program was enjoyed by you. Now, we have a few numbers that you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind. The first would be the live conference room number. This is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by anyone of six anointing camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except for Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. To do this, open up any search engine on any one of those devices. Once again, type in three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After clicking it, just choose the program you are late logging into, or actually any previous day that you would like to listen. Also, we're in the process of making it possible to get a recording of any one of our programs by request. Just call the international line to order any particular day or number of days. Now, after the normal broadcasts on Broad Talk, and sometime even during our broadcasts, we're on Pal Talk, talking everywhere. You can find us on Ethnic Group, African American. Look for Yahuwah True Name Teachers. This is where Yahuwah's word is also working for your Bible questions. On there to answer questions about the topics that's discussed will be Elder Josiah, or Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel. No comments will be taken off topics or multiple text questions answered as I have seen before. Failure to follow these righteous acts, either Elder will block or restrict misuse. If Broad Talk ends also before our program time, teaching will continue on Pep Talk. So, when you're learning, remember, don't try to win the bump the gums contest, which I've seen many times before. When you do, you miss all of Yahuwah's glory, which is said unto you. Remember, we are rehearsing the righteous act to learn Yahuwah's words. Remember what it tells us in the book of John, chapter 14, verse 26. 26 says, "But the Comforter, which is the righteous Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring unto your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you." So this keeps us from listening to people that take the Bible verses another way, along with the noisemakers, complainers. Oh, and don't forget the deceptive listeners and the page flippers in the Bible. Look like they're paying attention, but are completely lost when they're called to speak. These are those that are completely forgotten with only one man or one woman. And seriously, time is not in our favor. But the best is yet to come. As said before, you can only do 100% of what one man or woman that was Jacques Wiley created to do in this life, and that's if at all possible. So if anyone ever says they've even done 101%, they just lie. Now they're doing the work of another, past Yahuwah's creation. Now that's impossible. So to find out what our possibilities are with Yahuwah, keep your Bibles open. We will pass our program back over to our Seer Israel, where the learning process will begin. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
All right. Excellent, Elder, so we'll catch you on the bottom part. And I got a memo on the table, so I definitely got to take a conference call shortly, Brother Yahuwah Israel. So be prepared once you don't hear my voice to take over. I got to take a conference call that has been set up right now. So we'll do the best we can until that time comes. And Mother E definitely is on the line, too. Brother Yahuwah Israel, so when you don't hear my voice, understand one thing, is I'm on the conference line, and I've been basically cut off, so be able to take it from there. Got the plan. Well, now, when you meet Brother Yahuwah Israel, meet your brother with a loud voice, you say, "Brother Yahuwah Israel, Yahuwah bless you, I'll see you right here."
Yahuwah bless you, see Israel, I see you right here. Hallelujah,
Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Father, Brother Yahuwah Israel. Like I said again, I definitely got a conference call. It's set up right now by New York. So when you don't hear me, you and Mother E, take it on in, no doubt about it. All right, so we'll throw some on tape until everything is set up. So we'll get something going on. We'll set the precedence on what we got to work with. Luke chapter 12, verse 12, Brother Yahuwah Israel, let's get something going on until I'm cut off there. Come on.
The book of Luke chapter 12, verse number 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say."
Excellent. "In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say." And I believe that. So we open up and take number, the title of the lesson is the Do Order YHWH through His People's Israel. And we're going to open up in 3:17 through 21. But we got a great responsibility to do some things that got to be done, Brother Yahuwah Israel. Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 17 to 21, and then we'll get a precept out of that, and you on the clock, come on.
Book of Ezekiel, chapter 3, verse number 17 to 21 reads, Book of Ezekiel, chapter 3, verse number 17. Ezekiel 3, verse number 17 reads, "Son of man, I have made you a watchman unto the family of Israel. Therefore, hear the word at my mouth. Give them warning from me. Verse 18. When I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die. You givest them not warning, nor speakest to warn the wicked from their wicked way, to save their life. The same wicked man and woman shall die in their sins. But their blood will I require at your hand. Verse 19. Yet if you warn the wicked, and they turn not from their wickedness, nor their wicked way, they shall die in their sin, but you have delivered yourself. Verse number 20. Again, when the righteous man and woman does turn from their righteousness and commit sin, now they are stumbling block before them. They shall die, because thou hast not given them warning. They shall die in their sin, and all and their righteousness, which they have done, shall not be remembered. But their blood will I require at your hand. Verse 21.
Mm-hmm.
Nevertheless, if you warn the righteous man and woman that the righteous sin not, they do not sin, they shall surely live, because they are, you have warned them. Also, you have delivered yourself.
Mm-hmm. So our job is to warn those that got ear to hear that Yahweh got serious business and he got a serious problem with the people. But he already know what your answer going to be in the 18th chapter, verse 29 to verse 32. But let's see, do he change his way, although he know what your answer is going to say. We're going to Ezekiel chapter 18, look at verse 29 to 32. So he's saying, those that's in leadership, your job is not to try to get the pat on the back that you believe that you require to get. It is to warn the wicked to get in line and to do some things, but he already know what your response will be in Ezekiel 18, 29 and 32. What do you say?
The book of Ezekiel chapter 18, verse number 29 to verse 32 reads, Ezekiel 18, verse 29. You say to the family of Israel, the way of Yahweh is not equal. Family of Israel, are not my ways equal? Are not your ways unequal? Verse 30. Therefore I will judge you, O family of Israel, everyone according to their ways, saith Yahweh. Repent and turn yourself from all your sins, so your sins shall not be your ruin. Verse 31. Cast away from you all your sins, whereby you have transgressed, and make you a new mind and a new spirit. For why will you die, O family of Israel? Verse 32. For I have no pleasure in the death of him or her that died, saith Yahweh. Before turn yourself and live.
Read two lines in verse 30 again, brother Yahweh Israel. He made a profound statement there, but we have to make sure we find out what is he saying. Give me two lines in verse number 30 again.
The book of Ezekiel 18, verse 30. Therefore, I will judge you, O family of Israel.
Mm-hmm. In what kind of way? In what kind of way, brother Yahweh Israel? Get a little bit more. Now, how is he going to judge you according to what?
Everyone according to their way, save Yahweh.
Ain't that something? That's how he's going to judge you, see, right? He's going to judge you according to your ways. So now, he said he's going to do it. So, he said he's going to do it. So let's go to the 20th chapter and watch how he do it. We're going to the 20th chapter of the same book. We're going to watch him do it. Let's look at verse 3. Now, let's get down to verse 4 and 5. He said he's going to judge you, O family, O 12 tribes of Israel. He's going to judge you. Let's see how he's going to do it in verse 20, verse 4 and 5.
The book of Ezekiel 20, verse number 4, verse number 5. Book of Ezekiel 20, verse 4. Would thou judge them, son of man? Would thou judge them? Cause them to know the abominations of their father. Verse 5. And say unto them, thus saith Yahweh, in the day when I chose Israel and lifted up my hand unto the seed of the family of Israel and made myself known unto them in the land of Mizraim, through the word Egypt, when I lifted up my hand unto them, said, I am Yahuwah, your Yahuwah.
Mm-hmm. And the definition of Egypt to you, C. Ray, and the definition of Egypt that we can read, we're going to make sure you clear about he made a judgment on you in Egypt. Because when you see the word Egypt to you, you're going to be plainly know what that means to you. Just like you remember when you show that, when you pump that rod at the little ones when they was growing up, they understood that they closing in on getting some of that rod. So we got to make sure we clear what do Egypt means to you. We're going back and see what Egypt means to you, exactly what it means to you. Exodus 13, verse 1 and 3. Let's find out what Egypt means to you, O 12 tribes of Israel. Exodus chapter 13, verse 1 and 3. Let's see what Egypt means to you. Come on, that brother, y'all, God, Israel.
Okay, Exodus 13, verse 1, verse number 3. Exodus 13, verse 1. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 3. And Moses said unto the people, remember this day in which you came out of from Egypt, out of the house, land of bondage.
So that's what it means to you. So when you see that word Egypt, what it means to you, 12 tribes, it means bondage. It means bondage to you, Royal. And what kind of bondage do it mean to you? Let's go to 1:7-13 and find out what kind of bondage do. So when you see the word 12 tribes, when you see the word Egypt, what it means to you, and Exodus chapter 1, verse 7 down to 14. Now, I'll tell you what. Just read verse 13 and 14. We just get right down to the crux of the matter. What do Egypt mean to the children of the 12 tribes? Let's find what it means. Let's pick it up verse 11 to 14. 11 down to verse 14. Come on.
The book of Exodus chapter 1, verse 11 through 14 reads. Exodus 1, verse number 11. Therefore they did set over them taskmasters to afflict them with their burdens. And they built for Pharaoh a treasure city, Pithom and Ramesses. Verse 12. But the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew. They were grieved because of the family of Israel. Verse 13. And Mizraim, who they were the Egyptians, land abundance made the family of Israel to serve with rigor. Verse 14. They made their lives bitter with hard bondage.
Hard bondage. So when the 12 tribes of Israel, see, when you read your Bible, that's why you have to be educated through the peoples of the book. The word Egypt means to the 12 tribes of Israel, rigor. Hard bondage. That's how you look at that word Egypt to you. The proper word is Mizraim. That's what it was at in Mizraim. But what that word Egypt means, a Greek word meaning one thing, for the 12 tribes of Israel, it was hard bondage. Let's go to Exodus chapter 20, verse 1 and 2. Let's get one more witness on that, and we'll get on down the road. So now remember, when you see it, 12 tribes that scattered, you look at the word Egypt means Mizraim, but to you, that is called hard bondage. Hard bondage to you. 20 verse 1 and 2. Let's see what's on the table. 20 verse 1 and 2 of Exodus.
Book of Exodus 20, verse 1, verse number 2. Exodus 20, verse 1. Yahuwah spake all these words, saying, verse 2. I'm Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, which have brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the land of bondage.
Bondage, see right here. You came out of the land of hard bondage. Let's get one more witness on that. I don't know why we're going this way, but evidently it's going to all connect. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 1 and 6. We're going chapter 5, verse 1 and 6. What does it say in verse 1, 5, verse 1 and 6 there, Brother Yahweh Israel?
Book of Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 1, verse number 6. Deuteronomy 5, verse 1. And Moses called all Israel and said unto them, Hear, O Israel, the statute, judgment, which I speak in your ears this day, that you may learn them, keep and do them. Verse 6, I am Yahweh, which brought you out of the land of Egypt, from the land of bondage.
So every time you see that word, 12 tribe, that means hard rigor. Bondage to you, Mizraim. It is nothing for you to go back and visit that way, because that word is there ain't nothing but slavery. That is slavery to you, see right here. You got to look for a better day. See, you got to understand one thing. Slavery is in the Bible, but you got to figure out a way to get away from that and don't go back into slavery. Let's go to Ezekiel 33. We go to Ezekiel 33, and we pick up verse 10 and 11. Pick up verse 1 and make sure we know who's doing all this great big talking to the Son of Man, which is called Ezekiel the Seer. Who talking to him in 33 verse 1, and what do he say to him in verse 10 and 11? Back on the clock, Ezekiel 33 verse 1 and 10 and 11. What did he say there, brother? Yahdai Israel, come on.
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 33, verse number 1. Verse 10, verse number 11 reads, Book of Ezekiel 33, verse 1. Then the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, verse 10, Therefore, thou son of man, speak unto the family of Israel. Thus you speak, saying, If your sin be upon you, upon us, we pine away in them, how shall we then live? Verse 11, Say unto them, As I live, saith Yahweh, and the pledge in the depth of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from their wicked ways and live. Turn you from your wicked, evil ways. But why will you die, O family of Israel?
So that's why the family of Israel got the message down through the seer, through the leadership. So that's a game changer, see, Roy. So the middle spirit, when he came down, you're looking for the seer, and the seer looking for the elders, elders looking for the fathers, fathers find the mothers, mothers find the children. That's the protocol, see, right? The protocol is not going to be broken, see, right? It is not going to be broken. So you got to keep that in your mind. Protocol is not going to be broken. Turn to the book of Daniel. Let's make sure, and we're going to precept that in about 1035 of St. John. So one thing about it, see, right, the protocol is not going to be broken. And once we understand that it's a job to be done, it's letting you know what this man's saying, and his protocol is not going to be broken. I don't care what comes across your mind, this protocol ain't going to be broken, because Daniel said about these scriptures, take it down to the truth is what? What did Daniel say in 10:21? About the book of Daniel, brother Yahdai Israel.
The book of Daniel 10, verse 21. But I will show you that which is noted in the scriptures of truth.
The scriptures is the truth, see, right? So now, if you want to know the truth of the matter, the scriptures is the truth. And Yahweh pulled that verse in 10:35. He pulled that verse there, brother Yahdai Israel. He pulled it. He pulled it to let you know one thing. If you want to know what to believe, why don't you start with believing the scripture? That's the key. So in 10:35, can you help me out? What it got written in St. John 10:35?
The book of St. John 10, verse number 35 reads, If he called him Yahweh, unto whom the word of Yahweh came, and the scriptures, cannot be broken.
So if you call Yahweh, regardless whatever man call you, African American, Negro in color, whatever, but according to the Bible, that's why you got to be clear that Yahweh gave you a name. He said you are Yahweh, and scripture cannot be broken. So although they're paying billions of dollars in to keep you away from this understanding, but he pulled that verse in in the book called Psalms 86. That was poetry writing. See, remember one thing. The key to the Bible is when you pull a verse. When you pull a verse that'll link up with a verse, that's how you deal with the game sales. That's one of Psalm 82. Now, remember, he says, scripture cannot be broken because he said, you are Yahweh's. And scripture cannot be broken. So the man that made the heaven and the earth, Father, gave that book to the Son, and he bowed down to the mental spirit. Once you recognize that you are the Yahweh's of the Bible, that's when we'll be able to show you the next step. But that verse was pulled in Psalms 82. But he also says something about it by going 8, 7, 6. Let's read what it says in 82 verse number 8, 7, 6. Listen good. You're on the clock. Brother Yahweh Israel, come on.
Book of Psalms chapter 82, verse number 8 up to verse number 6. Psalm 82, verse 8. Arise, O Yahweh, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. Verse 7, for you shall die like me and fall like one of the princes. Verse 6, I have said, you are Yahweh, and all of you are the family of the Most High Yahweh.
See, he untold you who you are. You are Yahweh. So once you find out what he say you are, then you have to make your adjustment according to your maker. He say you are Yahweh, and scripture cannot be broken. So once you understand, you must be in a ministry that keep on rehearsing these righteous acts to you. Tell the people you come in contact, do you know who you really are? You are Yahweh's, and the scripture cannot be broken. Once you build this in to, but you, that's why you must be a 37-12. Only way it's going to happen, you must be a 37-12 of Sarat, because a 37-12 must pound in to his family who he is and who y'all is. You just got to be pound into you your position 37-12 in the book of Sirach. What does it say?
Book of Sirach, chapter 37, verse number 12 reads, But be continually with the Yahweh man, whom you know as to keep the Torah instruction of Yahweh.
So that's why you have to make sure you continue with a Yahweh man, because a Yahweh man is going to always bring that to your attention, your position in the family. So that's why the Yahweh man must understand what's written in the 24th chapter, verse 15. He must look at this verse, and he must stand to death to this verse in 24:15 in the book of Hosea, pleaded for Joshua. He must stand on 24:15. What is it say in 24:15 of the book of Hosea, pleaded for Joshua? Come on.
Book of Hosea, pleaded for Joshua, chapter 24, verse 15 reads, and if it seem evil unto you to serve Yahweh, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the false Yahweh that your father served that was on the other side of the flood, or the false Yahweh of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my family, we will serve Yahweh.
You have to be in a position to say that. You can't be in a position to say that if you already gone to a place where everybody watching you move in. See, if they're watching you moving, you cannot be, that verse can't come up. Only way that verse can come up, you have to first, only way that verse can come up, before you move in, every legal document that's on the paper that's got on the table, its first sign over to you. Well, that's a hard pill to swallow. I understand that, but that's how it's supposed to be. When a Yahwali man comes in, his job is to take over. His job is to take over, because the first thing he's going to throw on the table before anything happens, he's going to throw 3:16 on the table. Genesis 3:16 says what?
Look at Genesis 3, verse number 16, reads, "And to the woman, he said, I will greatly multiply your sorrow and your conception. In sorrow you shall bring forth children, and your desire shall be to your husband, and he shall rule over you."
So how is he going to rule over you, according to Yahweh, if he walk into a place that's already set up, and the last word belongs to everybody there, then he coming in afterwards? So when a Yahwali man come in, he has to first evaluate what the Bible said. And that's the same thing was said, I got to pull a rabbit out of here. Let's run to the book of Judges. I got to pull a rabbit. He said, you're talking real good, but you got to get a case in point. See, you got to get a case in point through scriptures. And that's how the middle spirit works. He'll give you a case in point on what we're saying. We're going to the book of Judges, and we're going to look at a case in point. See, one thing about it, everything must be a case in point. You must be able to get into the scriptures and see the case in point. Now, in the book of Judges, and let's see what it says here in the book of Judges in the 11th chapter. And we're going to pick it up at verse number, we're just gonna get it down to the crux of this right here. And we're going to pick it up at verse number 6. 6 down to verse number 10. Now, you listen good. Now, as a matter of fact, take it down to verse 11. 6 to 11. Now, see, now watch. Now, here you put your case on. Remember one thing. That's why you have to be able to sit down with the leadership. And their job is to assess the situation. So if you're getting off of anything, here go what we're working with in Judges chapter 11. And we will pick it up at verse number 6. 6 down to 11. Listen good. Brother Yah guy Israel, bring it on. Come on.
Look at Judges chapter 11. Verse 6 to 11 reads. Judges 11, verse number 6. They said unto Jephthah, "Come and be our captain. We might fight with the family of Ammon." Verse 7. And Jephthah said unto the elder of Gilead, "Did not you hate me and expel me out of my father's family land? Why are you come unto me now when you are in distress?" Verse 8. And the elder of Gilead said unto Jephthah, "Therefore we turn again to you now, that thou mayest go with us and fight against the family of Ammon, and be our head over all the inhabitants of Gilead." Verse number 9. And Jephthah said unto the elders of Gilead, "If you bring me home again to fight against the family of Ammon, and Yahweh deliver them before me, shall I be your head." Verse 10. The other Gilead said unto Jephthah, "Yahweh be witness between us if we do not according to your words." Verse 11. Then Jephthah went with the elders of Gilead, and the people made him head, captain over them. Jephthah uttered all his words before Yahweh in Mizpah.
Ain't that something? Ain't that nice? That's nice. So you see, that's it. That is, I don't care how much love on the table. If you bring me into a situation by knowing my position, automatic what you supposed to say, you know, off the top. Okay, you already got the nest already set, but do I become head of the nest? And whatever way is that understand, I don't come into a situation unless I'm being head of it. And there it is. Now the question was, okay, I come where you at. Because you know my position. But one thing I want to know before I pack my bags up, do I have a 8 down to verse number 11 again? Give me 8 through 11. All I want to know, if I'm heading your way, the nest already set, but I want to know one thing before we sign the dotted line. What do you think about 8 through 11 first? What did it say?
Book of Judges, chapter 11, verse number 8. The elder of Gilead said unto Jephthah, therefore we turn again to thee now, that thou mayest go with us and fight against the family of Ammon, and be our head over all the inhabitants of Gilead. Verse number 9. Jephthah said unto the elders of Gilead, if you bring me home again to fight against the family of Ammon, and Yahweh deliver them before me, shall I be your head. Verse 10. And the elders of Gilead said unto Jephthah, Yahweh be witness between us, if we do not so according to your words. Verse 11.
Verse 11.
Then Jephthah went with the elders of Gilead, and the people made him head, captain, over them.
Then I start packing my bag. Looking for my van and my cars. I'm coming your way. But we clear. When I get there, I become head. That means whatever I see out of order, I correct you then and there. I have no limit. I be head. All the paperwork, my name on top. Everything. It ain't no two heads to nothing. One head, me. Now, if that's understood, then we'll pack up from what we at and go where you at. If this understood that this is how it's supposed to be. There's Bible seed right here. So understand one thing. We got to stop breaking the Bible, and we got to stop. Give me a verse. In the book of Jeremiah, give me a verse. Give me a verse there, brother. Y'all got here. We got to stop. See, we got to stop this. We got to stop this. If you're going to make this thing work, you got to stop something. You got to stop. Let's see what you got to stop doing. So you can find for me, Brother Yahdai Israel. It's up to you if you can find it for me. But this has got to be done. We got to stop this. Thank you, Brother Yahdai Israel. 233. Jeremiah 233. We got to stop this. 233.
Book of Jeremiah 233. By trimming your way to seek love. Therefore, as I also taught the wicked ones, your way.
You got to stop trimming your way to seek love. I don't care how much you burning, itching, scratching, or whatever. Don't let love blind you from understanding one thing. You must be upon a, knowing you a sheep. You must be in the flock, and you must seek counseling before you make your move. And the best counselor on the planet as we speak, it's the six anointed camps, the bosses of the two Israelites. We'll show you what the Bible's saying. You can't trim your way to seek love. It got to be understood. If I'm coming where you at, that means everything must be submissive to me. I'm the head. I'm the head. Ain't no co-head. One head, me. Why so? Let's go to the 11th chapter, verse 3. 8 and 9, 1 Corinthians. Why we say that? Because you got to understand something, see, right here. We try to show you exactly, if you want Yahweh to be in your life, the Bible must be applied to you every time you make a move. Let the Bible lead your way. Because you read the Bible up and down, that don't mean jack. If you're out of leadership, you're not upon an anointed leadership, you're making a crapshoot on every move you make. So if you're going to tie in with anybody, especially if you know you the man, you must be a Yahweh man, and it must be clear that if I come where you at, I will be the head. If anybody starts grunting and bagging up, so hey, I can't turn my way for love now. I can't take no crapshoot. This is how it got to be, the Bible way. If it's the Bible way, here I come. But if it ain't the Bible way, I'm not coming, because I'm not going to violate and trim my way to seek love, because that's why divorce rate of the Israelite community is at its highest point as we speak, because they out of order, because they never heard order. But you're going to hear it now from the six anointed camps of divorce the other two Israelites. If you make your move according to the Bible, according to anointed leadership, you are right, you in business. But if you don't, you're up on a crapshoot. It might work, but why not take a sure thing? The word of Yahweh. What are we reading that, Brother Yahweh Israel?
1 Corinthians, chapter 11, verse number 8, verse number 9.
Well, what about verse 3 there, Brother Yahweh Israel? What happened to verse 3? The order thing, then we get to verse 8 and 9. How about verse 3? Then we skip down to 8 and 9. How about Paul going to visit Northern Kingdom and telling them the order things, and then we'll swing down to verse 8 and 9. Come on.
The book of 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse number 3, verse number 8, verse number 9 reads. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 3. I don't have you to know that the head of every man is Yahweh the Son. The head of the woman is the man, and the head of Yahweh the Son is Yahweh the Father. Verse number 8, for the man is not of the woman, but the woman of the man. Verse 9, neither was the man created for the woman, but the woman for the man.
Why did he have to come to him and tell him that? Why? What happened? Precept of your Bible. Let's run to 1 Kings chapter 12 and look at verse number 19. Let's see what happened. Why did Paul have to come and tell Northern Kingdom what he just got through saying? What happened? Maybe we can read in 12 verse 19 and find out what happened.
Book of 1 Kings 12, verse number 19 reads, so Israel, Northern 10 tribes, rebelled against the Southern Kingdom until this day.
You see what happened? You see what happened? They rebelled. See, when you get out of protocol, that is a rebellious spirit. So Northern Kingdom rebelled against Southern Kingdom to this day. So that's why it's out of order. And not only, and guess what? And sin increased in sin. Now, once they rebelled, that means now they should go on their own thing, right? Let's see what they did. Let's skip down to verse number 27, and we'll take it on down to verse number 33. Let's find out what happened, 27, 33. Now they rebel. So this will happen. Once you rebel against anointed leadership, let's see what happens next behind having a rebellious spirit. So Northern Kingdom rebelled against Southern Kingdom. Now, that means they better be no more of Sirach 7:26. What do you say anyway in Sirach 7:26? Anyway, there, Brother Yahweh Israel.
The book of Sirach, chapter 7, verse 26 reads, "A wife after your mind, forsake her not, but give not yourself over to a like woman."
So the mind changed. The mind changed. But Hoshea, polluted for Joshua, says in 14 verse 9, he dropped a profound statement in 14 verse 9. He says, "I don't care if scalding water hits you on your back unexpectedly." He says, don't be a 14 verse 9 of the book of Numbers. Don't be a 14 verse 9. What is saying 14 verse 9 there, Brother Yahweh Israel?
The book of Numbers, chapter 14, verse number 9 reads, Numbers 14, verse number 9, "Or rebel not you against Yahweh, He defeated the people of the land. They are bread for us. Their defense departed from them. And Yahuwah is with us. Fear them not.
Rebel not. And I don't care if hot water hits you down on your back. What it said, what it said about the seal of Joel 2 verse 7, the last verse, what it tells you not to do. I don't care if all of a sudden you were just doing something and scalding hot water just hit you down your back. Look what he say. You might be in a situation where you just don't understand. But he said, I don't care how tight it gets and how much hot scalding lava will hit your back. He says in 2 verse 7 by the sea or what?
Look at Joel 2 verse 7. And they shall not break their ranks.
I don't care how hard and heavy it gets. Don't break your rank. That was the man saying. Don't break rank. So now here go Northern Kingdom. With all that understanding that they rebelled against Southern Kingdom. Let's see what happened next, what they did in 12 verse 27. Now here go the mindset. Once you break the rank. Remember, they had a song called Slipping into Darkness. And when you slip into darkness, you're slipping into Satan, the devil. Here at verse number 27. We're going to 1 Kings chapter 12, verse 27, down to verse 33. Now, watch what happened. Watch how it happened. Come on.
The book of 1 Kings chapter 12, verse 27 to 33. 1 Kings 12, verse 27. If this people go up to do sacrifice in the land of Yahdah Judah, southern kingdom of Yahuwah, then shall the mind of this people turn again unto Yahuwah, even unto Rehoboam, king of Yahdah Judah. And they shall kill me and go again to Rehoboam, king of Yahdah Judah. Verse 28. But upon the king took counsel and made two calves of gold, and said unto them, it is too much for you to go up to Yahdah Judah. Behold, O Yahuwah, O Israel, northern kingdom, which brought you up out of the land of bondage, Egypt. Verse 29. And he set the one in Bethel, the other put he in Dan. Verse 30. This thing became sin, for the people went to worship before one, even unto Dan. Verse 31. He made a temple of the high place. They preached of the lowest of the people, which were not the sons of Levi. Verse 32. And Jeroboam ordained feast in the eighth month, on the 15th day of the month, like unto the feast that is in Yahdah Judah. And he offered upon the altar. So did he in Bethel, sacrificing unto the calves that he made. And he placed Bethel the priest. And he placed in Bethel the priest of the high places, which he had made. Verse 33, so he offered upon the altar, which he had made in Bethel, the 15th day of the eighth month, even in the month which he had devised of his own mind, and ordained a feast unto the family of Israel, northern kingdom. And he offered upon the altar and burnt incense.
So what did he do? He started thinking. He put his own council board together, and then he anointed the peoples to be. Then he taken over the anointed. So now, you know, and that's why you hear him say, "Well, I anoint myself." Right. Well, that means that you're breaking Torah instructions. If you're going to be anointed, you have to follow the instructions of the Bible. You can't anoint yourself. Do you fall in the same wicked pattern as we read? Now, I'm looking for a rabbit out there, Brother Yahdah Israel, and the book called the Second Chronicles, because it was a case in point that, as long as we continue to think, because we can read this Bible, But if you break rank in his Bible, you out of the will of Yahweh after he done set it up. And we looking at the case in point that when you anoint yourself and you set up something on your own without anointed leadership, then you out there. As a matter of fact, let me stall. I'll be looking around for it. Go to Titus 1, verse 4, and we get a case in point. Now, after Paul had got Titus and Timothy on his feet, then listen to what he said to them after he had showed them the way, and let's see what he told Titus and Timothy in 1, verse 4. Now, he told them something. Let's talk about it while we try to stall and find what we're looking for in the book of Chronicles. Take your time there, Brother Yahdai Israel, and come on.
The book of Titus, chapter 1, verse number 4. Book of Titus, chapter 1, verse number 4 reads, Titus chapter 1, verse number 4. To Titus, my own son, after the coming covenant, mercy, grace, and peace from Yahweh the Father and from Yahweh the Son, our Savior. Verse number 5. For this cause have I you increased that you shouldest set in order the things that are wanted and ordain elders in every city as I had appointed you.
So you see how it goes. And now, the greatest king that Israel ever known. Let's see that was in things set up another way in First Chronicles chapter 11, 1-4. Let's see if anything changes on how you do things according to the Bible in 1 Chronicles 11, 1, 2, 3, 4. Let's read about it, Brother Yahdai Israel. Come on.
The book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 11, verse number 1 through 4 reads, 1 Chronicles, chapter 11, verse number 1. Then all Israel gathered themselves to David and to Hebron, saying, behold, we are thy bone and thy flesh. Verse 2. Moreover, in the time past, even when Saul was king, I was he that leadeth out and broughteth in Israel. And Yahweh your Yahweh said unto you, you shall feed my people Israel, and you shall be ruler over my people Israel. Verse 3. Therefore came all the elders of Israel to the king, to Hebron. David made a covenant with them in Hebron before Yahweh, and they anointed David king over Israel, according to the word of Yahweh by Samuel the seer. Verse 4. And David and all Israel went to Yahweh Judah, which is southern kingdom, Jebus, where the Jebusites were the inhabitants of the land.
Well, read verse 3 again, all the things again in verse 3 above Yahweh Israel. Now, this is the greatest king. And when Yahweh do the regeneration, David will take over king over all Israel again once he raised back from the dead in the kingdom. But let's see how did it happen in verse 3. Let's see when by David going to be the greatest king then, even in the afterlife, David going to take that same position again. But let's see how exactly with David knowing all that he got coming. Let's see what happened in verse 3 again.
The book of 1 Chronicles 11, verse 3. Therefore came all the elders of Israel to the king of Hebron. David made a covenant with them in Hebron before Yahweh. And they anointed king, and they anointed David king over Israel, according to the word of Yahweh by Samuel the seer.
By Samuel the seer. That's when you're doing Bible. Never let your puffed up spirit ever let it come into your mind. Well, what happened? Well, I've known it myself. Well, so you got yourself wet, huh? That's all you did in the eyes of Yahweh. We read scripture cannot be broken. The way you do things, you must always be around anointed leadership. And they'll show you exactly how the Bible goes. Their job is to not trim their way for you to seek love. The only one due to anointing is the seer. Then the seer passes it down to the elders. Elders take it from that point. That's how it goes. You don't anoint yourself because you just have got yourself wet. Because that's not the order of Yahweh to anoint yourself. An elder must anoint you first. And then the elders will tell you exactly a message that he wants you to go take to wherever you got to take it to. As a matter of fact, we'll read that in the 16th chapter of Romans. Now, if you got a message, you got to be anointed by the elders first, and they might, and then they can send you to take care of message. And how we know that? We go on to the 16th chapter and read it. Let's read exactly. If you a female and you anoint yourself, or you standing over a congregation, you out of order. Unless Romans 16, verse 1, kick in. Let's see what it says in 16, verse 1.
Romans 16, verse number 1 reads, I commend unto you Phoebe, our sister, which is a servant of the congregation, which is at Caesarea. Verse number two, that you receive her in Yahweh as a common saint, and that you assist her in whatsoever business she have need of you, which she have been secured of many, and of myself also. Verse three, greet Priscilla and Aquila, my helpers in Yahweh the Son. Verse four, we have for my life made.
That's good right there. That's good right there. So they go to order. That's the order of things. If I understand one thing, you must first find the elders of Israel. And they have to watch you and see you prepared to go, because this is a big job. So anytime you go besides that because of what you know or what you run in yourself, you out of the will of Yahweh. Unless you greater than the people that we just got through reading. And Paul talked about, but he knew he had to anoint Phoebe and tell her, now go on over there and go on, tell them old pastors over there, some dust says Yahweh, because here go your anointing to go do it. But if she'd have moved on her own, then she'd been out of order. Because that ain't the way it's set up, see, right? And once we understand that Baruch chapter 4 verse 1. Listen good. See, Baruch was put in a position, and Yahweh told him something. Matter of fact, what did Yahweh tell old Baruch in 45th chapter of Jeremiah? He Yahweh know your thoughts before you run your mouth. And old Baruch, you know, he had just gotten a piece of property. He was skinning and grinning real good. And Yahweh knew that, so Yahweh called Jeremiah. So you go tell Baruch something. Let's see what he says in the 45th chapter, 1, 2, and 3 to Baruch. 45, 1, 2, and 3. Let's see what he tell old Jeremiah to say to go tell old Baruch. Come on.
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 45, number 1, 2, and verse number 3 reads. Book of Jeremiah 45, verse 1. The word that Jeremiah the seer spake unto Baruch, the son of Neriah, when he had written these words in the book at the mouth of Jeremiah the seer, the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Yahweh Judah saith, verse 2, the same Yahweh, Yahweh of Israel unto you, O Baruch, verse 3, thou didst say, woe is me now, for Yahweh have added grief to my sorrow. I fainted in my side, and I had no rest. Verse number 4, thus shalt thou say unto him, Yahweh said thus, behold, that which I have built will I break down. That which I have planted, I will pluck up, even this whole land.
Hey.
Verse number 5, and seeking you great things for yourself, seek them not, for behold, I will bring evil upon all flesh, saith Yahweh, but your life will I give unto you for a prey in all places, whether you go.
Yes, he right. So he told Baruch, Baruch was reading what Jeremiah was saying, and he said, and he stopped to get him an old war with me. He said, Baruch, you got big plans for yourself, Baruch? He said, seek them not. He said, I'm going to give your life for a prey. Otherwise, I should kill you, Baruch, for what you got on your mind. Because this is a serious business, and thus says Yahweh, because these people are going to get ready to be in trouble. And it got to be anointed leadership to try to pull them back to the right. And once you find out that you're not ordered, I don't care what kind of prosperity you got or you're doing. If it's not in the order of Yahweh, it's not going to stand. Even in marriage relationships, getting together, if it's not shown what the Bible's saying on how it works, that's a disservice. So you can't keep on trimming your ways even in relationships. The Yahweh man must tell the woman no if it's not scripture-wise. No, that is not scripture-wise. And we ain't doing it because it's not scripture-wise. That's what a Yahweh man must do. You can't keep on narrowly look up on a thing like it don't exist. Matter of fact, where that verse at? About you narrowly look up on things. Let's see if we read that in Ezekiel, Brother Yahdai Israel. Now I'm struggling right now, Brother Yahdai Israel, but we know he says they narrowly looked up on things. Now, I'll tell you what. If you want to pull it out, Brother Yahdai Israel, that'd be fine with me. But we know that is they narrowly looked upon things. In fact, I'm going to go to Isaiah 12 and you peep in Ezekiel. I'm going to look at Isaiah 12 while you peep in Ezekiel on they narrowly looked upon things. See, I'm going to be looking in the book called Isaiah, and you look over there in Ezekiel, and let's see which one of us can come when they narrowly look, and that's what happened to the best of us. We trim our ways to seek love because we don't want to hear the better half mouth. Let me tell you something, see right here. If you don't take your rightful position, you will hear more than a mouth. You hear the mouth of Yahweh. It ain't going to be nice to you. But you got to consider and weigh out the matter before you get off into it. If it ain't going to be where her mind is up, going to be worked to be up your mind, then you got to consider, wait a minute, this right here, this orange ain't worth the squeezing. Because if I got to violate me some dust as Yahweh, I'm going to come up sharp. So what you got in Ezekiel on a narrowly looked upon things there, Brother Yahdai Israel? You on the clock, come on.
I ain't ran across it, see ya.
What do it says in, let's look at Isaiah 14, verse 16. Well, we ain't gonna beat it. But we're gonna take a look at Isaiah 14:16. What can we get out of this, Brother Yahzai Israel?
The book of Isaiah 14:16 reads, book of Isaiah 14:16. They that see thee shall ne'er look upon you and consider you fair. It's just the man that made the earth to tremble that did shake kingdom.
Mm-hmm. And that's what we're doing right now in relationships. We narrowly look upon things and we see things out of order, but we are narrowly look upon it. And see, you got to stop narrowly look upon things when you get in a relationship. Don't narrowly look upon it. Look on it right on. So no. According to the Bible, that ain't good. That ain't good right there. So you got to stop narrowly looking upon things. We leave that like it is. That's what we want in Isaiah 14:16. See, we got to stop narrowly look upon things because time is not in our favor. We got to call this thing, and just like what it said to me. See, you know, you got a compass line to take, but we set it up right now. But I guess if you're hearing what we're saying, I don't know. But we got a compass line we'll be going through shortly. So I know that I will be taking off the network for take number 23, but Brother Yahzai is already ready to take over. No doubt about it. So let's go to Baruch chapter 4, verse 1. Let's get a little bit more until that time comes. See, one thing about it, we got to tell you what's on the table, and we got to raise our level up and stop narrowly looking up on things and call it by the Bible and keep it moving. Let's see what it says now. You told old Baruch, I still tell you, Baruch, I can get some more out of Baruch. Because Baruch, he had to write to the captivity over there in First Ezra, but we're not going to read. I said we'll read that tomorrow, about old Baruch tomorrow. Baruch starts tightening up. Matter of fact, he's tightening up right here, too. Look what Baruch said after Yahweh said, I still kill you, Baruch, but I'm gonna let you live to go in and write a book to help the nation of Israel. Let's see what Baruch wrote in 4 verse 1. Baruch, out of the Apocrypha, called the books they taken out in 1885. 4 verse 1 says what?
Book of Baruch 4, verse number 1 reads, this is the book of the Torah instructions of Yahweh, and the Torah instruction that endureth forever. All they that keep it shall come to light. For such as leave it shall die.
You hear that man just say it? Now look at Baruch now. Look how he's talking now. He said, this is the book of Torah instruction, first five books. All that keep it will come to life. And those that leave the first five books, you're going to die. Now look at Baruch now. You see when Jeremiah said when told Baruch? He said, Yahweh already killed you, Baruch. Look at Baruch. Look how Baruch talking now. Read that again, what Baruch said, and we want to comment on what Baruch said. And 4:1. What did he say?
Book of Baruch 4, verse number 1. This is the book of the Torah instruction of Yahweh. The Torah instruction that endure forever. All they that keep it shall come to life. Such as leave it shall die.
If you leave the Torah instruction, you're going to die. If you get out of the order of Yahweh according to Baruch, you're going to die. Who are you talking to? Baruch chapter 3, 4 through 6. Who is Baruch telling this to? Let's see who we telling this to. And Baruch, matter of fact, Baruch chapter 3, 1 through 6. Let's see, but the key verse would be verse 4. We want to know who is Baruch writing to tell if you leave the Torah instruction, you're going to die. Who Baruch talking to in Baruch chapter 3, 1 through 6? Key verse would be 4. Come on.
The book of Baruch chapter 3, verse number 1 through 6 reads, Baruch chapter 3, verse 1. O Yahweh Almighty, Yahweh of Israel, the life and anguish, the troubled spirit cried unto you. Verse 32. Hear, O Yahweh, and have mercy, for you are merciful, and have pity upon us, because we have sinned before you. Verse 3. For you endure us forever, and we perish utterly. Verse 4. O Yahweh Almighty, Yahweh of Israel, deny the prayers of the dead Israelites and of your family, which have sinned before you, and not hearken unto the voice of you, O Yahweh, for the which cause these plagues cleave unto us. Verse 5. Remember not the sins of our forefathers, but think upon thy power, thy name, thy at this time. Verse 6. For thou art Yahweh, our Yahweh, and you, O Yahweh, will we praise.
What did he say again in verse 4, Brother Yahweh Israel? What did old Baruch say? See, Baruch talking pretty good. Well, what going to get you to talk pretty good, old six anointed council bosses of the two Israelites? You got a big job ahead of you. You got to talk good, and the only way you're going to talk good is what's written in this Bible. Look what Baruch says in 3 verse 4. What's a little bit more audio, Brother Yahweh Israel?
The book of Baruch 3, verse number 4. O Yahweh Almighty, the Yahweh of Israel, hear now the prayer of the dead Israelites and of your family, which have sinned before you, and I hearken unto your voice, the voice of you, there Yahweh, for the which cause these plagues cleave unto us.
All these plagues, the reason why we now trembling, the reason why we got now the regular book of Ecclesiastes 12, verse 3. Now, you know why we are 12, verse 3 right now? Because of what Baruch just said. Everything written, you pay it no never mind. So now you're in a position to be a regular book of Ecclesiastes 12, verse 3. Now when we see you, you're a regular book of Ecclesiastes 12, verse 3. Every time we see you now, all that comes across our mind, you a regular book of 12, verse 3. What does it say in the regular book of Ecclesiastes 12, verse 3?
The book of Ecclesiastes 12, verse number 3 reads, in the day when the keepers of the house shall tremble, the strong men shall bow themselves, and the grinders cease, because they are few, and those that look out of the windows be dark.
Take that something. They looking out the window and all they gonna run to darkness. And that darkness, we ain't gonna read 26:18, is Satan the devil. So right now you become now a looking out the window. You worry about COVID-19, 20, 21, and 22. You become a look out the window. And everything that's written in this Bible, you pay it no never mind. You a look out the window, and now the vision of Paul said exactly what you are as we speak. Now, looking out the window, when it comes down to Yahweh's business, he tell you exactly what you're doing as we speak in the vision of Paul, verse 3. What he say in the vision of Paul, verse 3, what you're doing now? Vision of Paul, verse 3.
The vision of Paul, verse 3.
What he say that, Brother Yahweh Israel? Vision of Paul, verse 3. What is we doing right now as we speak by becoming a look out the window when it comes down to feast days, Sabbath days, wearing the fringes? You want to wear them pants. You want to wear them old huggies on. That become a look out the window. You're not paying the Bible no never mind. Listen, you got to make your decision according to the Bible. And those that got in that position to be the Yahweh of the family, you got to stop narrowly looking at a situation and trimming your way to seek love. If you find out your mate out of order, it's your job to correct it. And you're supposed to hear no back talk, because you, according to the Bible, you are the Yahweh of the hour and up under your domain. Your word stands, and it's told you in Numbers chapter 30. Whatever you said, that's the end of it, and ain't no back talk behind it. As a matter of fact, he say, if the woman say anything in 30 verse 9, let's see what Yahweh said if the woman got something to say in 30 verse 9. Matter of fact, what it say anyway in 30 verse 9? Well, I got something to say. Okay, go ahead and say on 30 verse 9 of Numbers. Let's see what Yahweh got written on it in 30 verse 9. Say on 30 verse 9 of Numbers.
Book of Numbers 30, verse number 9. Numbers 30, verse 9 reads, "For every vow of a widow, and I've heard that is a voice of single, well, if they have bound themselves, shall stand against them."
It going to stand. What kind of way, brother, y'all got Israel?
It shall stand against them.
Ain't that something? He said, whatever you say out your mouth, it will stand against you. This was the mental spirit told Moses, said, whatever a widow, whatever a married woman, whatever a single woman say, if she vowed out of her mouth, it's going to stand against you. Read it one more time. But before y'all die, Israel, can I get at least one verse read like you head to the penitentiary and beckon for me to come go with you? 30 verse 9, bring out the A-game, come on.
The book of Numbers, chapter 30, verse number 9 reads, "But every vow of a widow, and I've heard that is the voice of single, for if they have bound themselves, shall stand against them."
Ain't that something? It's going to stand against you, see, right? Don't you know what's written in 3:16 is going to stand to Yahweh to come and pull that off of you? Don't you know what he got written in the book of Timothy? He got it written in Timothy. Paul got Timothy and Titus on his feet. He told him, Jeremiah said, you can't trim your way to seek love. Then he got it written, I don't care how much mouth gone. He got it written over here, I don't care how much mouth gone. He said, this is not to be. It should not be no. 1 Timothy 2, verse number 12. This should not be, see, right? 2:12, what it say? Let's see what it, you know what I'm saying? Let's see what it say. After Paul got Timothy and Titus on his feet, Paul told him, this should not be, because it's not scripture-wise. 2:12.
Look at 1 Timothy 2, verse number 12. That they all might be damned. 1 Timothy 2. Verse number 12 reads, "But I suffer not a woman to teach, but to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence."
Now, you know Paul was raised from the womb to say that, right? We're not going to read 1:16 of Galatians. Paul was raised from the womb to say that. I mean, once the Yahweh of the family is laying down the Torah instruction, what will come out your mouth is silence. Nothing. Isn't it that, see, right? Well, look at WCC. Is it anything for to come out the mouth? Yeah, it is. Something for to come out the mouth. 1:18:23 it can come out the mouth. Yeah, this can come out the mouth, but no talk. No talk back. But 1:18:23 can come out the mouth. What does it say in 1:18:23? A psalm.
The book of Psalms 1:18, verse number 23 reads, "This is Yahweh's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes."
Yeah, and the precept of verse to that is Tobit 8:8. Yeah, it's the precept verse to that, Tobit 8:8. What will come out your mouth when when the Yahweh man has said this is the way it's going to be? Yeah, this can come out the mouth, 8 verse 8.
Book of Tobit 8.
What is it saying, Tobit 8 verse 8?
Book of Tobit 8 verse 8. And she said with him, hallelujah, Yahweh.
Let's run back to Baruch again, 4 verse 1. Yeah, that can come out the mouth. Hallelujah, Yahweh. And you have to know your role, 37:12. That's why you got to make sure when you're raising up your daughters or whatever, you let them know that when you go on fishing to in the pond, wait till a 37:12 come knock on my door. I know when a 37:12 come. Just don't go out there fishing because both of y'all is have raised y'all to live up to 200,000 miles a year. So what? If you don't have Yahweh over, it'll come to nothing. You got to bring in the rules and regulation of what's written in the Bible. And what's written in the Bible is what? Well, what are we reading, Brother Yahweh Israel?
We just read Psalm 118:23.
Well, let's come back to Baruch 4:1 again. I need a little bit more. I need to take it another way now. And Baruch 4:1. Give me Baruch 4:1 again, because Baruch, now he cleaned up. He read it. He's talking all the right things. And tomorrow we're going to show you exactly when Baruch, he wrote a letter to the ones that was in captivity. And he told them something. We'll talk about that tomorrow. But we're going to take care of this today. Baruch 4:1 again.
Book of Baruch 4, verse number 1 reads, this is the book of the Torah instructions of Yahweh. The Torah instruction that endure forever. All they that keep it shall come to life. But such as leave it shall die.
So when Yahweh the Son came in the body, what he says in Matthew chapter 5:17-18. Listen to what he says. Now here go Yahweh talking. In Matthew chapter 5:17-18, you hear what Baruch said. Now Baruch, now he on point now, he working it. What did he say in Matthew 5:17-18?
The book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 17 and verse 18 reads, Matthew 5, verse 17, think not that I have come to destroy Torah instruction or the seal. I'm not come to destroy, but to fulfill. Verse 18, for truly I say unto you, to heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from Torah instruction to all be fulfilled.
Yeah, how plain that is. That means whatever said on the left side of the book applies today, see right here. Whatever said on the left side of the book applies today. Now, with all the information, after Paul got Titus and Timothy together, look what Paul said in 7 verse 1 and 10 down to verse 12. We're going to Romans chapter 7, verse 1. Now, Paul was raised from the womb, according to Galatians chapter 1, 16. He was raised from the womb to talk the way he talked. And this is what Paul says in Romans chapter 7, verse 1 and 10 down to verse 12. Listen to Paul, shorty Paul talking. Romans 7, verse 1, 10 down to verse 12, what did it say?
The book of Romans, chapter 7. Verse number 1, verse 10 through 12 reads, Romans 7, verse 1, know ye not, brothers and sisters, for I speak to them that know the Torah instruction, and that the Torah instruction have dominion of a man, a woman, as long as they live it. Verse 10, and the Torah instructions which were ordained to life are found to be unto death. Verse 11, the sin taken occasion by the Torah instruction deceived me, and by it slew me. Verse 12. Wherefore the Torah instruction is righteous. The Torah instruction is righteous, just, and good.
Y'all hear that? So, Paul is talking some good talk. What did Paul say? What did Paul say in the 11th chapter verse 1 and 8. What did Paul say? My fact, yeah, 1 and 8. What did Paul say in the 11th chapter of Romans? Listen to what Paul says in the 11th chapter. Pick up verse 1. He's going to introduce himself first. Then he's going to get to talking. Listen to what he says and pick up at 1 and pick up at verse 8. Possibly 9. I don't know. It depends on how 8 sounds. 8 might sound good enough to lead it right there. But we'll find out. Let's go to 11th chapter and look at verse 1. Let's, first Paul got to do is introduce himself. What he says in the 11th verse 1.
The book of Romans chapter 11. Verse number 1. Verse number 8. Romans 11, verse 1. I say, then if Yahuwah cast away his people, Yahuwah forbid. For I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin.
Let me get in there. So Paul, and just like we come on the network, we introduce ourselves. We introduce ourselves to let you know who's silent, who's bringing this information. You clear about who's bringing this information. And that's why it tells you very plainly in 1 Timothy chapter 3, 12 through 14. That's why it tells you, matter of fact, read verse 3 to let you know where you stand. What it says in 2 Timothy 3, 1 and 12 through 14. That's why we call it airwaves. Because you've got a lot of people out here now, you know, saying that they are the tribe of Yahdah Judah. We understand that. But you got to make sure you clear what Yahdah Judah is in your ear. You got to be clear according to the Bible. Because we know this message right here is a win global. Be clear about it. But look what he's telling you right now in 2 Timothy 3, 1, 12 through 14. Listen to it.
Book of 2 Timothy 3, verse number 1. 12 to 14 reads. Look up 2 Timothy 3, verse number 1. Just know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. Verse 12. Yea, and all that will live Yahuwah and Yahuwah the Son shall suffer persecution. Verse 13. But evil men and women and seducers shall act worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Verse 14, continue you in the things which thou hast learned, and hast been assured of knowing, of whom you have learned them.
To make sure you know who you have learned this from. And this is Paul trying to tell Northern Kingdom. So he induced himself, let him know I'm from the tribe of Benjamin, that's what he said. Now, but then Paul, because now once they know who Paul is, he introduced himself real good. Then what do you say in verse 7? 7. 7 down to verse 9. I need it. No, 7 down to verse 10. Let's get it. Let's get at it, Brother Yahya Israel. Now here. Now Paul introduced himself. Now let's get it. 7 down to verse 10. And what do this mean when he get ready to say 7 down to verse 10? Verse 7, down to verse 10. Listen good.
Book of Romans chapter 11, verse number 7 through 10, read. Romans 11, verse 7. For then Israel have not obtained that which he seeketh for, but the election have attained it, and the rest were blind. Verse number 8. According as it is written, Yahweh have given them the spirit of slumberers eyes, that they should not see, ears that they should not hear, until this day. Verse number 9. And David said, let their table be a snare and a trap and a stumbling block, a recompense unto them. Verse 10. Let their eyes be darkened, that they may not see, and bow down their backs always.
Ain't that something? Read that verse 9, 10, a little bit again, Billy. Billy, I die Israel. I messed around and got a little happy. You said, now you don't drop the bombshell in verse 9 and 10. You hear what David said? He was quoting David. Read that verse again in 9 and 10.
Book of Romans 11, verse number 9. And David said that their table be a snare and a trap and a stumbling block and a recompense unto them. Verse 10, that their eyes be darkened, that they may not see, and bow down their back always.
But what do we mean? What do we mean by let the table be a snare? What is he trying to, you know, you remember Paul is talking to Northern Kingdom Israel. He said, let the table be a snare. Now, only you understand what that means, you got to precept your Bible. And that's why you got to understand when Paul was saying that, remember, he was invited to the great big temple of Yahweh. And if he says, let the table be a snare, he must talk over the powers that be head. Let the table be a snare to them. That big talk, see, right? But Paul pulled that verse from somewhere. Let the table be a snare. Let's run to Isaiah 30, verse 8. Let's find what he's saying. What is Paul saying when you precept your Bible? Let the table be a snare to them. Isaiah 30, verse 8. Let's see if we break that down, Brother Yahdai Israel C. Royer.
The book of Isaiah 30, verse number 8 reads, now go write it before them in a table and note it in a book.
Note it in a book. What did he just say? Let they snare be a trap for them. And what is a snare to you is this Bible. This Bible now has been a snare to you to this day because you refuse to make your decision according to the Bible. Now this Bible is a snare to you. It's a trap to you. And he said, behind it, let their back be bent down always. That big talk from the king. So he quoted. Let's run to... what he's saying about that. Let's run over to Psalm 69 there, Brother Yahdai Israel. We go on to 69, and we'll pick Psalm 69, pick up verse 20. And we'll just read till we get our point the way we want to hear it. We go on to Psalm 69 and pick up verse 20. Now, let their table be a snare to them. That table is talking about the book. This Bible is a snare to you because you will say, well, I don't like that lesson. Well, that lesson I do like. I don't like this. I don't like that. Listen, this book become a snare to you. You got to eat the whole roll. Everything goes in this ingredients. It's not a thing you're supposed to say I disapprove of. Because the lesson is 23, it's a do or the Yahweh. It should not take you up or down, or here they go again. No, this Bible become a snare to you because you only want to hear what the part you want to be, and you become a snare. Because this Bible got to be, you got to eat the whole roll to receive the blessing of Yahweh. Now, run over to the Psalms and pick it up at where I say, Brother Yahdai Israel, 69, verse 20, until we get our point. Let's see, can we get our point about this table being a snare to you? And no. Come on back and read again. Hold that point. Put a marker there and come on back and read what it says in the 11th chapter, verse 10. I need some more verse 10. I ain't through with 9, but I need a little bit out of verse 10.
The book of Romans. 11, verse number 10, let their eyes be darkened, that they may not see, bow down their back always.
And let their eyes be darkened. Now, if your eyes are darkened, that means you ain't seeing nothing, see, right? So you know who the prince of darkness, right? Satan the devil. And let their back always be bent down. Always look like a seven. Huh? Oh, you tell by your eyes, you become a seven, bent over always. because everything in the Bible goes. Everything from Genesis to Revelation, everything goes. And you're going to be even killed when you hear the word of Yahweh. All of it goes. Or you just sit and say, I'm waiting to teach a lesson that I like. You're supposed to like the whole word of Yahweh. All of it goes, the order of things. 69 verse 20, to read down with you to get our point. Let's see if we precept that verse and find out where that 11 verse 10 came from. Brother Yahweh Israel, let their eyes be darkened that they may not see and bow down their back always. Thank you, Brother Yahweh Israel. Come on.
The book of Psalm 69, verse number 20 reads, Psalm 69, verse 20, reproach hath broken my mind, and I am full of heaviness. And I look for some to pity, and I look for some to take pity. There was none for a covenant that I found up. Verse 21, they gave me also gall for my meat, and in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. Verse 22, let their table become a snare before them, and that which had, and that which should have been for their welfare, let it become a trap. Verse 23, let their eyes be darkened, that they see not, and make their loins continually shake.
Now, what is it pertaining to, Brother Yahweh Israel? What is it pertaining to? Let's try to see if we find out. What is this pertaining to? We go on to Matthew's. Because an interesting statement, let their back be down, let this be a snare to them. Let's find out. Can we find out why? Let's run to the book of Matthew's, Brother Yahweh Israel. We go on to Matthew's and find out why they say, let their back, let their eyes be down and everything be disorder from them. Who are you talking about in Psalms and David's days? So he was reading about some prophecy. And we go on and see exactly where this conversation comes by reading 27, verse 1 and 2. It's on the Matthew 27, 1 and 2. Then we're going to skip down and see exactly why was this said 1,000 years in advance. In the 27th chapter of Matthew, verse 1 and 2. What it says in verse 1 and 2 in 27th chapter of Matthew, Brother Yahweh Israel? Then we're going to skip down to verse 20, down to verse number 28. No, we take it out of verse 29. Listen to this conversation. This is why they were saying 1,000 years in advance. You remember we read over there in 2 Timothy 3, 1 and 12 through 14, 14. You got to make sure you know who is teaching you something. You just can't, because a brother say, I'm from the tribe of Yahweh. Okay, fine. But you got to recognize him through the spirit of this Bible. You just can't just, you got to make sure that the Bible line up with the speech. Here go a case in point, 27, 1, 2. And skip down to 20 to 29. Listen to this. Come on, Brother Yahweh Israel.
The book of Matthew, chapter 27, verse number 1 and 2. Verse number 20 through 29 reads, book of Matthew, chapter 27, verse number 1. When the morning was come, all the chief priests and elders of the people took counsel against Yahweh the Son to put him to death. Verse number 2. And when they had bound him, they led him away. Deliver him to Pontius Pilate, the governor. Verse number 20. But the chief priests and elders persuaded the multitude that they should ask Barabbas and destroy Yahweh the self. Verse 21. The governor asked in the saying of the deal, what are the two will you that I release unto you? They said, Barabbas. Verse 22. Pilate said unto the deal, what shall I do then with Yahweh the son, which is called the anointed? They all said unto him, let him be crucified. Verse 23. And the governor said, why? What evil have he done? But they cried out the more, saying, let him be crucified. Verse 24. Then Pilate saw that he could prevail nothing, but that rather a turmoil was made. He took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, I am innocent of the blood of this just person. See ye to it. Verse 25. Then after all the people said, his blood be upon us and on our children. Verse 26. They released Barabbas unto them. And when he was as scourged, Yahweh the son, he delivered him to be crucified. Verse 27. Then the soldiers of the governor took Yahweh the son into the coming hall and gathered unto him the whole band of soldiers. And they stripped him and put on him a scarlet robe. Verse 29. When they had planted a crown of thorns, they put it upon his head and a reed in his right hand, and they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, Hail, King of Yahweh Judah.
So you see why he said that? Because you know what we do now? We all up into this personality thing now. We're looking at doing our own thing. And I'm saying one thing. I don't care if lava hits your back. Don't break rank. You got a ministry called Voices of the True Israelites, the Six Anointed Camps. We've been ordained to get you to the next level. So you're jumping from one place to the next, one place to the next, and one place to the next. It's not the order of Yahweh. The order is set up now through the Six Anointed Camps of Voices of the True Israelites. We're going to show you what the Bible says. They rather have a murderer release. You see what the leadership of Yahweh was? They rather have a murderer to be released unto the one that made the heaven and earth. So you see how their mind was dark, and that's why he said, let their back stay down always, and your back is going to continue to stay down until you understand something. This ministry comes is to show you what the Bible's saying. We don't bring in where we're going or where we've been. We're telling you you're out of order, and you men especially out of order, because you're trimming your way to seek love. You're not making a Bible decision, and that's why the delay is on the clock as we speak. You got to make a Bible decision. That's why you got to make sure you recognize where the elders at and the seer at, and correct that through the pages of the book to help those that come behind you. Stop trimming your way to seek love. Make a Bible decision. But you got to first hear the word of Yahweh to make a decision. You don't get off in no relationship based on the fact if you don't lead the way. You can't narrowly look upon any event goes on because Yahweh is watching you to see what you make, see what you trim your way to seek love. If you see your better half wearing huggies and pants and not in a dress, not greeting you as her Yahweh, she out of order. You got to fix that. You got to fix it according to the Bible. Because Yahweh said in 3:16, this is how it's going to be, and this is how it's going to be till he come back. You got to step up to the plate, Yahweh men, because it's your job to do. He said, I told you, you are Yahweh of the Most High. And scripture cannot be broken. So you got to step up like you, Yahweh, and do Yahweh's business. Because the blessing is right there once he recognized that you no longer are the 14th chapter of Ezekiel. So you cannot be a 14th chapter of Ezekiel. What do you say in 14th chapter of Ezekiel? That's pretty interesting. What did he say? He said, yes, he'll go to the 14th chapter of Ezekiel. What's that supposed to mean? verse 5. What it says, 14, verse 5, Brother Yahdai Israel, what is it saying? 14, verse 5 of Ezekiel.
Ezekiel 14, verse 5. And they take the family of Israel in their own mind, because they are all estranged from me to their idols.
You see what he say? He said, you are estranged from him through your idols. You still trying to tell you about, well, this is how I feel. It's not about how you feel. It's what Yahweh got written in 3:16. Don't you know it's going to stand? Malachi 3, verse 6, we're not reading. We're not reading 13, verse 8. It's going to be that way. Yahweh said, I came in his body. I didn't come to change nothing. The way it is the way it is. We got to make adjustment to the way it is. So you can't just jump out here and grab your pair of pants. Because you got to grab your Yahwali, man. He's going to look at you and see, well, man, wait a minute. What did you got on? You got on what? Sweatpants. Take that off. Because you know what you just did? Now you got them. You brought them here with you. Take them back outside. Look what you just did. According to Deuteronomy chapter 7. You got to say something. Look what you just did in Deuteronomy chapter 7. You say what you just did according to Deuteronomy chapter 7. It's up to you to correct it. Yahwali, man, according to what he got written in Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 26. Look what Yahwali says. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 26. Look what he says. We're going to read what he says. Yeah.
Book of Deuteronomy 7, verse 26. It shall thou bring an abomination into thine house. If thou be a cursed thing like it, thou shalt utterly detest it. You shall utterly abhor it. It is a cursed thing.
Okay. You got the mess set up, right? Now here come your better half with your understanding. Now in her suitcase, she got a Huggies. She bring her suitcase where you at, right? Or you get there and now you become the head and there go some Huggies, there go some tights and all that. He said, all that gotta go. All I gotta get up out of here. Huh? All that gotta go. All that gotta go. Out. To the garbage. See that? That's what we trying to tell you, see right here. If you gonna do Yahwah, you gotta do Yahwah. What's in your bag? Oh, I got my sweats. I wear my sweats. I wear my Huggies. I wear my all that got to go. That's abomination up under the roof. It got to go. Give it to charity or give it to one of them 17 nations. Now, you see that? See, right? Now, what's going to happen behind that? That's the part we're trying to tell you, see, right? We're not doing Bible. And that's why we got a curse thing all in our presence. And we narrowly look upon that, and we turn our way to seek love. When what you say go, Yahwali man, but you got to be a Yahwali man to say so. Got it? Good. Now, let's come back and get a couple more in, Brother Yahdai. Is ready? Come over here real quick. Let's look at WCC and New York Station saying what he's saying. Well, you know, we still trying to sit up that conference line. Yeah, I hear you. You sit it up. It's on you. That's all right. We got a replacement for me anyway, so you do what you want to. Now, let's run back and read that verse number, either chapter 11, read verse 8. Then we're going to precept that verse, and we'll call it right there. But still alive, Brother Yahdai Israel. Romans chapter 11, verse 8, one more time.
Book of Romans chapter 11, verse number 8, read. Romans 11, verse 8. According as it is written, Yahweh have given them the spirit of slumbering eyes, that they should not see, and ears, that they should not hear, until this day.
Verse 7.
For then Israel have not obtained that which he seeketh for, but the election have attained, and the rest were blessed.
Verse 8 again.
Verse number 8. According as it is written, Yahweh had given them the spirit of slumbering eyes, that they should not see, and ears that they should not hear until this day.
So they slumber because they won't hear. They won't hear what? They won't hear what that we can read, Brother Yahdai Israel, the close statement in 1 Peter 2, 7 down to verse number 8. What he on game of slumbering and a recompense? And what is the problem that they don't want to hear? What can we read where Israel, all 12 tribes, got a problem of hearing? Hearing what, Brother Yahdai Israel? 1 Peter 2, think of verse 7. Until we get our point. Come on.
Book of 1 Peter 2, verse number 7. Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious. But unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builder disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner. Verse number 8. And a stone of stumbling, a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed.
Wait a minute, Brother Yahdai Israel. Brother Yahdai Israel, now help me out, Brother Yahdai Israel. What if they stumbling at, and they was what? What if they stumbling at, according to what we can read, and they was what? And a closing statement, come on.
The book of Romans chapter, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse number 8. And a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, even to them which stumbled at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed.
Ain't that something? You mean they stumble at this word, they have their highs and their lows, I don't like this lesson. I like that one a little bit. They stumbling at the word of Yahweh, but he also said they was appointed to do so. You think you're doing that on your own? Well, that lesson I don't like. You was appointed to say that. I don't like that lesson. Oh, I like that one, but I don't like this one. He said you're going to stumble at the word. You got to eat the whole roll. Don't stumble at the word. Because if you do, you was appointed to be a stumbling block to the word of Yahweh. Brother Yahdai Israel, still in the line. And a closing statement, but be closed by, in this case, O.C. I have to go to this conference line, which I'm hearing is ran up right now as we speak. Come on.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Love the way it's rolling out, see Israel, or see Royal. Great work, King. To the four corners of the globe. Praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Excellent. Brother Yahdai Israel. So we're going to stroll down and get the elder here and get his closing statements. And find the elder and get his closing statements. And remember one thing, that broadcast come on Pale Talk is Ask the Elders, pertaining to the lesson or whatever topic they got on the table. I'm going to tell you all about it shortly. It comes on right after this broadcast. If you got any question pertaining to whatever we have said or whatever they going to say, then you can come to the microphone on Pale Talk and put your question out there. Mother Dr. Israel can do some powerful reading and work it out according to scripture. Let's bring the elder back in for his closing statements, and then as they get geared up to come behind this and take care of Yahweh's business also. Elder, Mr. Tibbs, you're on the clock for your closing statement out of Take 23. Come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, see Israel, and thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast of all our glorious number of attending members. Really like the numbers that I'm seeing today. This shows me what we have talked about many times before, that we all came to hear these things that most of us can hear, and some listening never understand. And what we do is bring out the finer points to teach that understanding. This is why we have to be aware by knowing the scriptures, as was said many times before. There's people that camouflage evil or their own confused teachings for righteous learning, even using Bible scriptures as verbal weapons. This is why we're here, to help guide you through these dark times of confusion and of wrong teaching of Christianity. So we welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahuwah's ministry that's open unto you live, as always, with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahuwah's world, connecting the books, your health, foods that you should eat and keep in the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have not. This is information you all came to seek. Now you've found that which you have sought in Yahuwah's ministry. That's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. We don't have a class on Tuesday unless we have a special event. Now, we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath is Friday from 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. Now, we have a website address to use. To use this, open up any one of your search engines on any one of your devices. On the search line, type www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click enter, just under the big line, you will see choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you may see menu, but after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, "Give unto the Yahuwah, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength." 8. "Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts." I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver, and also donations to this ministry. It's greatly appreciated that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah Live. Also, to build a school, banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program, Hallelujah Yahuwah. Also, while there, don't forget to check that calendar. Keep yourself, family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. The calendar explains in biblical detail by scripture what they're all about, when they begin, and when they end. For the live program, this is featured as only available during live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine. On the search line, type three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After you click in it, look for True Name Teachers and click the red live button as soon as this appears. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. We're currently using two email addresses also. The first is tribe, that's tribeyhdh@gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answered, or related topics. The other is YHDH, YSRAEL@gmail.com. Also for biblical subjects or related topics. You can even state how our program was enjoyed by you. Now, we have a few numbers that you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind. The first would be the live conference room number. This is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call, leave message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. On the search line, type three words once again, Yahuwah Radio Live. After clicking enter, look for True Name Teachers. Just choose the program you were late logging into, or actually any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, as was previously mentioned, after the normal broadcast on Broad Talk, we will be also on Cal Talk. This is where Yahuwah's story will continue. Listed under ethnic group, African American, look for Yahuwah True Name Teachers, where Yahuwah's word is also working for your Bible questions. Online there to be answered, the questions about the discussed Bible topics will be Elder Josiah, Elder Mr. Tibbs, with Seer Israel. No comments will be taken off topic or multiple text questions answered, as I've seen before. Failure to follow the Righteous Act, either Elder will block or restrict misuse. And if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, it will continue on Pal Talk. So at this particular time, we will turn our program back over to our Seer Israel. Keep your Bibles open. Teaching is still in progress. I got mine. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yahuwah the Elder. Well, we are looking forward to hearing those on the network. Like I said, again, learn how to get into the Pal Talk room, and any questions or comments pertaining to what we have said or whatever topic they got on table, they don't say to Elders. You're welcome to come to the microphone and be informed, enlightened on exactly what the man is saying. But, you know, so it's up to you. We here for you because we're trying to do one thing, get our Matthew 25:21. We're looking for our Matthew 25:21. Because he tell you in James 5:20, if you convert a sinner from the evil, wicked ways and understand the protocol of Yahuwah, it hides a multitude of your sins. And I know Osea got many. He got many sins, see, right here. One thing, we try our best to get it all we got on every broadcast. Every broadcast, get it all we got to make sure one thing when we stand before our Yahuwah, and he said, listen, Osir. He said, well, why should we let you walk there with Adam into the kingdom? I said, because I gave it all I got on every broadcast and everywhere I went to teach the seniors, whatever, I've done all I can. And he asked him in the spirit that watching the 20th chapter 1 through 7, is that what he do? That what he did? Yeah, he did it. All right, Seer, well, come on in. Come on into the kingdom. So I want mine, Seer, right here. So I'm going to give it all I got to get mine. So we're going to find the mothers out of camp 1, and we're going to bring the mothers in and see what we can get something going on. And we're looking down this crowded line trying to find the mothers. I see Mother D.F. Israel, but we're looking for Mother E, Mother Z. We're looking. Well, maybe they'll pop back in a little bit later. So when you meet the mothers out of Cap 1, Mother D.F. Israel, C. Raya. Mother D.F. Israel, y'all quite busy there, C. Raya.
C. Raya.
Say again, Mother D.F. Israel, I heard half of that. Give me a little bit more of that. Come back again, what you just said.
Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel of Seroah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yahuwah. Yeah, I'm looking for Mother E and Mother Z, well, maybe I see them shortly. I don't see no Mother E or Mother Z right now. So I'll tell you what, Mother D.F., we got to see, can we... We hold on. Let's see if we hold on a little bit then. That's what we do.
All right. All
and let's go and see can we read. Now, we don't read Baruch 4:1. I think we'll cover that pretty good. Let's see if we cover Baruch 4 verse 2. Let's see if we cover Mother D.F. Israel. Let's see what Baruch 4 verse 2. Let's see if we look at that one verse. And that great big long word gonna be illuminated in that word verse 2. And let's find out more about that word called illuminated. Let's see what it says in Baruch chapter 4 verse 2. Come on.
Okay. My book is messed up. So Let me see, can I find it again? Baruch chapter 4. Chapter 4, verse 2. Baruch chapter 4, verse 2. Turn you, O Israel, and take hold of it. Walk in the presence of the light thereof, that you mayest be illuminated.
That big talk there. Read that again, that mother D.F. Israel. Now, he's talking to a specific people, and he's telling that specific people to do what now, mother D.F. Israel? Now, what he's saying, put a little more audio with it, and put a little more giddy up in that voice of yours and what he's saying in 4 verse 2. Baruch, chapter 4, verse 2. You got a worldwide national audience listening to you. A lot of quotes listening to. 4 verse 2, what it say?
Baruch, chapter 4, verse 2. Turn you, O Israel, and take hold of it. Walk in the presence of the light thereof, that you mayest be illuminated.
Uh-huh. That big talk. He's a turn, O Israel. He's a turn. He's a turn. For you can be and walk in the light. That's what he's trying to tell you. Turn, O Israel, and walk into the light. Why did he say walk into the light there? Let's precept that and find out what's going on. Let's go to Matthew chapter 5. And look at verse 15 and 16. Why he said, turn, O Israel, and walk in the light. Why did he say that? Let's precept that to Matthew chapter 5, 15 and 16. What did it say there? Mother D.F. Israel, come on.
Matthew chapter 5. Oh, my goodness. Verse what?
15 and 16? Yes, ma'am.
Well, I couldn't hear you. Matthew chapter 5, verses 15 and 16. Verse 15. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it gives light unto all that are in the house. Verse 16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and honor your Father, which is in heaven.
Mm-hmm. So let your light shine before men and honor. And when you let your light shine, what he said you'd be doing that, Mo D.F. Israel? Now, you let your light shine. Who do you be honoring before men? Once you let your light shine, what and who will you be honoring by doing so? Come on.
Your Father, which is in heaven.
Ain't that something? So you so when you let your light shine, 12 tribes of Israel, you honoring your Father that's in heaven. So you making him happy when you let your light shine. So when you're not bringing an abomination into your house, and the Yahwali man, it's his duty to spot abomination in the house and correct it. You can't narrowly look upon abomination, which Yahwah says abomination. So he says something that's abomination, see, right? Let's find out what he says is abomination. And 22 verse 5 and 12 of Deuteronomy. So what is he trying to tell you is abomination? And let your light shine before men, and you honor Yahweh that's in heaven. What is abomination in the sight of Yahweh? 22 verse 5 and 12 of the book of Deuteronomy.
Deuteronomy chapter 22, verse 5 and 12. Verse 5. The woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man, neither shall a man put on a woman's garment. For all that do so are abomination unto Yahweh, your Yahweh. Verse 12. Thou shalt make you fringes upon the four corners of your vesture, wherewith you covers yourself.
Hallelujah. Can you break down what is he saying, Mother D up Israel, to this national audience? What is he saying in verse 5 and 12? By being one of the mothers of Israel, come out of camp one. What is he saying in verse 5 and verse 12 that we can read? You on the clock, come on.
You said that we can read?
Yeah. Well, you just got to read verse 5 and verse 12. Can you break down 5 and 12 to this national audience, what he's saying in verse 5 and 12?
Well, verse 5 is saying, the woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man, neither shall a man put on a woman's garment. For all that do so are abomination unto Yahweh, your Yahweh. So a woman not supposed to wear man's pants, and man not supposed to wear a woman's dress. In verse 12, thou shalt make you fringes upon the four corners of your vesture, wherewith you covers yourself. The woman is supposed to, and the man, wear fringes all around their garments at the bottom, and it's supposed to be long.
Well, you made it real plain. So you made it real plain. I mean, that sounds pretty plain to me. And suppose we play it, no, never mind. Can we read what you got coming in the 21st chapter of Revelation? Okay. Before we play that, no, never mind. I'm grown. I'm going to do the way I want to do it. I'm going to serve my Yahweh the way I want to serve it. Then what is written in the 21st chapter of Revelation behind that, Mother? Be up, Israel. Do we got anything to answer that question that we can read in the 21st chapter? Mm-hmm. And once you read, I want you to break it down for me. What is he saying to this national audience? What is he saying once we read? What he's saying? What he's saying in the 21st chapter, right? What is he saying that we can read in Revelation chapter? I'm kind of struggling right now. So what is he saying? And I'm kind of struggling, Mother.
Maybe it's 22.
Maybe it's 22, huh? Yeah, 22. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, yeah. 21-27. Thank you there, Mother. D.F. Israel, 21-27. And when you read this, I want you to break it down for this national audience. What is they saying in 21-27 after you read it? Revelation 21-27, what is it saying?
Revelation chapter 21, verse 27. And it reads, And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defiles, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life.
What that supposed to mean in verse 27, Mosiah of Israel? What's that mean?
That means that when you go against the word of Yahweh, you making him be a liar. And when you go against Yahweh, that's abomination. and you make him be a liar.
But what do you mean by and no wise, and no wise you getting in? What are you talking about? And no wise you getting in. What do you mean by that?
Ain't nobody that do abomination getting in.
Get in where?
In the kingdom of Yahweh.
Ain't that something? Ain't that something? Mm. So he's saying, regardless if you're not going to pay attention and do what Yahweh got written in his book, either you can call on his name all you want him, but he said, in no wise you getting into Mark 1:15. It says in Mark 1:15, he said, no wise. He said, you might can quote and talk good as you want them, but in no wise you getting in well. Let's precept that to Mark 1:15.
Okay. Mark chapter 1, verse 15. And saying, the time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of Yahweh is at hand. Repent you and believe the covenant.
So you see his name? Precept that to 3:19 of the book of Acts. Let's get another precept out of that. 3:19 of Acts. So he came in. Ain't no wise you get into the kingdom unless you repent. And repent means change. Stop it. Turn around. Put that down. Because what you risking is he's shutting you down and you didn't repent and get on the right course. So in no wise you get into the kingdom. And we're going to precept that to 3:19 and see what it says in 3:19 in the book of Acts.
Acts chapter 3, verse 19. Repent you therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the time of refreshing shall come from the presence of Yahweh.
That's what you got to do. So now, we read Baruch 4, verse 2, to be illuminated. Now, illuminate means enlightened. You got to be enlightened. Now, you say you got to be enlightened. And what got to be enlightened? Let's go to Ephesians 1:18. Let's find what you're talking about being enlightened. We're going to Ephesians chapter 1. What got to be enlightened? 1:18 of Ephesians.
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the honor of his inheritance and the saints, the 12 tribes of Israel.
Oh, your eyes of understanding. So now for Paul to read a verse like that, he had to pull it. What do you mean by the eyes of your understanding have to be enlightened? What is he talking about that we can read? Let's go back to Psalm chapter 119, verse 18. What is this eyes of understanding got to be open? You got to have the eyes of your understanding got to be open that we can read. And what is that? 119, verse 18 of Psalm.
Psalm 119.
Verse 18.
Psalms 119, verse 18. Open thou my eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of your Torah instruction.
Hey, that's something. So the way you get your eyes opened up is through what, Mother D of Israel? How do you get your eyes open up? Ain't that something? That's how your eyes be open up. It ain't but one way to open up the eyes to get understanding. It's through the Torah instruction. That means you cannot be no more seeing things according to Issachar's voice. And 10 verse 4. Job, 10 verse 4. That means your eyes must be opened up and you can no longer have these kind of eyes. And Job 10 verse 4. What you got to put off of you according to Issachar's boy, Job 10 verse 4.
Job chapter 10 verse 4. Has you eyes of flesh, or seest you as a man seest?
You cannot see as a man or woman see, and you got to put down the eyes of flesh. The eyes you have, you got to put down the eyes of flesh. That's your fleshly eyes saying that I'm going to wear my skinny jeans like the big old preacher over there at the Potter's house. He going to wear skinny jeans. See, that ain't nothing but the eyes of flesh. It's a Mr. Preacher over there wearing them skinny jeans. Thomas Dexter. Thomas Dexter. Jake. Walking around with skinny jeans on. Let me tell you something. That's the eyes of flesh. You got to put down the eyes of flesh, Thomas Dexter. And you got to put on your spiritual eyes. You cannot be no more 10 verse 4 one more time. You cannot have no more eyes of flesh, because the only reason you wearing skinny jeans, because you got the eyes of Job 10 verse 4. What kind of eyes he got there, Mother D.F. Israel? What it said, 10 verse 4?
Job chapter 10 verse 4. Has you eyes of flesh, or seest thou as a man seest?
You see it? So you're not seeing the way Yahweh tell you to do it. Let's go to 8 verse 1 of Romans. Let's beat that a little bit there, Mother D.F. Israel. Let's beat it a little bit. We're going to Romans chapter 8, verse 1, and skip down to 6 down to 9. Let's see what Yahweh says about if you got the eyes of flesh. See, the reason why you walk around in them skinny jeans, Thomas Dexter, because you got the eyes of flesh. That's the eyes of flesh. What kind of eyes you supposed to have, especially leading a congregation? Let's see what he says in Romans chapter 8, verse 1, 6 through 9. Listen good.
Romans chapter 8, verse 1, 6 through 9. Verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Yahweh the Son, who walketh not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Verse 6. For to be carnal minded is death, but to be spiritual minded is life and peace. Verse 7. Because the carnal mind is enmity against Yahweh, for it is not subject to the Torah instruction of Yahweh, neither indeed can be. Verse 8. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please Yahweh. Verse 9. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of Yahweh dwelleth in you, now if any man or woman have not the Spirit of Yahweh the Son, he or she is none of his.
That was excellent, Mother D.F. Israel. You brought that home. You brought that home like you was rehearsing that. You brought that home like you was rehearsing that right there. I mean, that is plainly read. So if you walking in 10 verse 4, one more time with Job, making you not of Yahweh. So if you 10 verse 4, meaning you are not Yahweh. What is saying 10 verse 4 on the book of Issachar, boy Job? 10 verse 4 says what?
Job chapter 10, verse 4. Has you eyes a flush, or seest you as a man seest?
If that's so, then what it says in Romans chapter 8, verse 9. What do the Bible say now? Romans chapter 8, verse 9. If you is looking at things from the eyes of flesh, as men and women, what did he tell Paul to tell Northern Kingdom behind that in 8, verse 9 of Romans?
Romans chapter 8, verse 9. But you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be that the spirit of Yahweh dwell in you. Now if any man or woman have not the spirit of Yahweh the Son, he or she is none of his.
Can't get no plain in that. That's plain. Let's precept that to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, 10 down to verse 16. Let's precept that. Let's get a precept out of that mother D.F. Israel. Let's precept that to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10 down to verse 16. Let's precept that. 1 Corinthians 2, 10 through 16. Come on.
1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10 to 16. Verse 10. But Yahweh has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of Yahweh. Verse 11. For what man or woman knoweth the things of a man, saving the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of Yahweh knoweth no man, but the spirit of Yahweh. Verse 12. Now, we having received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of Yahweh, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of Yahweh. Verse 13. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the righteous spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. 14. But the natural man or woman receiveth not the things of the Spirit of Yahweh, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can we know them, because they are spiritual discerned. 15. But he or she that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judge of no man. 16. For who has known the mind of Yahweh, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Yahweh the Son.
That big time reading now, Mother D.F. Israel. I think you must have got a message from somewhere, because you was ready for this, like you knew this was coming up. You read like you already rehearsed this already. Hey, that's a good thing. You read like you rehearsed it already. So I don't remember saying none of this. Let's run to the book called of Deuteronomy for a minute, because that's some powerful statements that have been made. Because he says the one that's supposed to do the judging is spiritual. Spiritual supposed to do the judging. So the one supposed to do the judging is spiritual. That one supposed to do the judging. Now we need to find out in the book of Judges, 2:18. So you're saying the one that's supposed to be doing the judging is spiritual. Well, who is that? Let's go to Judges 2:18 and find out who is that that's supposed to do the judging. According to, who's supposed to make a statement according to Judges 2:18? He said the one that's supposed to do it must be spiritual.
Right.
Judges 2:18 says what?
Judges chapter 2, verse 18. And when Yahweh raised them up judges, then Yahweh was with the judge and delivered them out of the hand of their enemies all the days of the judge. For it repented Yahweh because of their groaning by reason of them that oppressed them and vexed them.
Oh, so the one supposed to tell you these things is the judges of Israel. The one that are spiritual, they supposed to bring these things to your attention that it either you in order with Yahweh or you not. So Yahweh set up judges to tell you, and the judges is now called anointed leadership. So their job is to tell you when they see you out of order, tell you what the book said, and let you know the consequences of it. And no wise you get into the kingdom if you out of order and thus says Yahweh. Because he made it plain to you in 7 verse 21 and 23 of Matthew. Because you know his name, he got it written. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 through 23. Listen good. Oh, I know his name is YHWH Yahweh. Okay, good. But look what he says in Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 through 23. By you knowing the name. What did he say? Matthew 7, 21 and 23. Mother D.F. Israel, C. Royal. What did he say?
Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 to 23. Verse 21, not everyone that says unto me, Yahweh, Yahweh, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. 22, many will say to me in that day, Yahweh, Yahweh, have we not prophesied in your name? And in your name have cast out devils, and in your name done many wonderful works. 23. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work sin, iniquity.
He gonna tell you, okay, you know my name. Okay, good. Get on away from me. Because I did something, but you didn't pay no attention. I've done a Jeremiah 7:25. I done something in Jeremiah. This is what I did in Jeremiah chapter 7. Something I did in Jeremiah chapter 7, and we're going to see exactly what he done in Jeremiah chapter 7. And now you bear witness, is this so? In Jeremiah chapter 7, something he did in Jeremiah chapter 7. What did he do in Jeremiah chapter 7 and verse 25?
Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 25. Since the day that your fathers came forth out of the land of Egypt, polluted Mizraim, unto this day I have even sent unto you all my seers, my servants, the seers, daily raising up early and sending them.
Next verse. And what happened? So he
26.
Said, I sent my seers to you. What's the next verse say?
Mm-hmm.
And what happened?
26. Yet they hearken, listen not unto me, nor incline their ears, but hardened their neck. They did worse than their fathers.
Ain't that something? He said, I know we come on 6 nights a week. We come humble and we read you just as Yahweh. You still going to harden the neck and you going to stumble at that word. Jeremiah 44, verse 4-5, and you answer in verse 16. Look what he says in Jeremiah chapter 44:4-5 and 16. Jeremiah 44, verse 4, 5, and 16. He says, I've done all I can for you, but you still going to harden the neck and close the ear. What he got rid of Jeremiah 44, verse 4, 5, and 16? Mother D.F. Israel, come on.
Jeremiah chapter 44, verses 4 and 5 and 16.
Yes, ma'am.
Jeremiah chapter 44, verse 4. Howbeit, I sent unto you all my servants to seer, raising early and sending them, saying, oh, do not this abominable thing that I hate. Verse 5. But they hearken, listen not, nor incline their ears to turn from their wickedness, to burn no incense unto others. False Yahuwah.
Verse 16.
16. As for the word that you have spoken unto us in the name of Yahuwah, we will not hearken, listen unto you.
You can see, my dear Israel. You mean all we call the network, they're going to say what again? And verse 16.
Verse 16. As for the word that you have spoken unto us in the name of Yahuwah, we will not hearken, listen unto you.
Okay. But what did Yahuwah say behind that in 32-23 of Numbers? Then what did he say behind that then? Then help me out, Mother of Israel. Then what did Yahuwah say behind that? See, it's the whole thing about it. So you're not going to listen, huh? You're not going to take heed to it. But what did Yahuwah say behind that in 32 verse 23 of Numbers? Okay, let's see what Yahuwah say behind it. So y'all know what you're going to say. But we're going to read you what Yahuwah going to say when you say, I know I'm going to be wearing these short Bermuda, what they call them, pants, all them tights, all them hip huggers. I know I'm supposed to do it, but I'm going to do it anyway. What does Yahuwah say that he got told Moses to write in 32:23?
You say 32 or 22?
We'll make it 32:23, a number. Let's see what Yahuwah said behind that. He already know what you're going to say. But he already got a verse laying here waiting on you in 32:23.
Numbers 32. Numbers 32:23.
Yep.
And Numbers chapter 32, verse 23. But if you will not do so, behold, you have sinned against Yahuwah. And be sure, your sins will find you out.
Precept that back down to the 11th chapter of Numbers and look at verse 23. Precept that to Numbers 11:23 of Mother D.F. Israel. Seer, we'll wait till after the broadcast and we will get you on the conference line. Well, that's up to you.
Mm-hmm.
After the broadcast. Okay, good. All right, Numbers chapter
11.
What we say again?
Numbers 11.
Yeah, 23.
Numbers chapter 11, verse 23. And Yahuwah said unto Moses, is Yahuwah's hand waxed short? Thou shalt see now whether my word shall come to pass unto you or not.
So Yahuwah can talk with you. What kind of man is man be talking like that? Let's go to Luke chapter 19, verse 21. What kind of Yahuwah is we dealing with? You know, we need to know what kind of Yahuwah is we dealing with. So Luke 19:21 to see what kind of Yahuwah we dealing with. And we just don't know That's why we got to come humble. Do you know what kind of Yahweh you dealing with? Luke 19:21.
Luke 19:21. For I fear you, because thou art an,
austere man. Austere man.
Austere man. Thou takest
you said
up.
Don't read again
man.
With Diana Fetish. Start it again.
Okay.
So that's an austere man. We're going to find out what that means. We're not going to leave you hanging. Luke 19:21. You are austere man. Let's go ahead and read again.
Luke 19:21. For I fear you, because thou art an austere man, thou take up that thou layest not down, and reapest that thou didst not sow.
Now, what that supposed to mean by I fear you, because we know you're an austere man. What that supposed to mean? Precept your Bible in Matthew 25:24. What do an austere man mean? I know you're an austere man. You take us up and you do it any way you want to do it. What kind of man is we dealing with in Matthew 25:24?
Matthew 25:24. Then he which had received the one talent came and said, Yahweh, I know you, that thou art an hard man, reaping where you hast not sown, and gathering where you hast not sowed.
Wait a minute. So what do the definition of the word austere man mean, Mother Death Israel? Tell this national audience. What do the definition of an austere man mean?
A hard man.
A hard man. Hard man. Now, let's precept that and see where that comes from in Exodus 15:3. So the man we're dealing with, he's giving you all the chance, but this is an austere man. This is a hard man. This is a man in Exodus 15:3. This ain't the cuddly man that you reading. I hear about in Christianity. This is a Exodus 15:3 man we're dealing with. What did it say?
Exodus 15:3. Yahweh is a man of war. Yahweh is his name.
The man we're dealing with is a man of war. Y-H-W-H is his name. So he's telling you, don't come half cocked, Sirach. 33:4 in a closing statement. Sirach, 33:4 in a closing statement. So he trying to tell you, stop being half cocked with this man. Sirach, 33:4 in a closing statement. The man we're dealing with is an austere man. This is a hard man. This is a man of war. So he's telling you when you come out here bumming around with his word, he said what in 33:4?
Sirach chapter 33:4. Prepare what to say, and so thou shalt be heard, and bind up instructions, then make answer.
Hate that something. Don't come out here half-cocked. Don't come. Prepare what you get ready to say before you come out here half-cocked. Read that one more time and close and say that, Mother D.F. Israel. You read that like you've been rehearsing that, Mother D.F. Israel. Give me one more time and give me a closing statement. Come on.
Sirach 33:4. Prepare what to say, and so you shall be heard, and bind up the instructions, and then make answer.
Ain't that something? So don't mess around and talk too fast. Make sure you know what you're saying, that you can read out of the pages of this book. Don't let this word continue to be a stumbling block to you. Prepare what you say, and make sure when you do say something, let everybody read it together. Mother D.F. BF Israel. You read it like you rehearsed this already. The master already heard it. And what's your closing statement? You're on the clock. Come on. We'll catch you tomorrow. You're on the clock. Come on.
Psalms. No, that's Proverbs chapter 11, verse 21. Though hand join in hand, the wicked shall not be unpunished, but the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. Hallelujah, Kwah. Hallelujah, Kwah. Hallelujah, Kwah.
Excellent. That's Mother D of Israel, Mother E, Mother Z. Listen, the mother is prepared to take at a part. They said, if you get it up there, I'm dropping on them. And you just heard Mother D of Israel dropped it on you, reading the word of Yahweh. Let me tell you something. We come humble, and we prepare what we say before we say it, because one thing about it, we're here to help the six anointed camps get on their feet, but we can help the world get on their feet. Because he's going to come through us to take care of his business. And we will be prepared what we say. And we'll talk to the WCC right after the broadcast over it. They say, well, we want to wait. We'll wait. We ain't going to cut you off. We're going to hear you all the way through. Well, that's a good thing. And you ought to practice what you preach. So remember one thing. We got a big broadcast coming on Prayer Talk shortly. Now, all you have to do is log in to Prayer Talk and get in there and you hear the elder. Most likely they got a block, they got something on the table already. Listen to the message. You got any comments about the message? Give a comment about it. And anything we have said, give a comment about what we have said. We here to help you get on your feet. And to help the elders is here to help the fathers get the mothers right and the mothers get the children right. But you only going to get it through the word of Yahweh. You got it? Good. So log into the broadcast. It's starting up right now. Wrap this broadcast and get in where you fit in at. And we're going to come to the, and hear what the WCC and the New York station got to say shortly on the conference line. And then we're going to be listening all the time on what the elders got on the table. So see right here. We're here for you. And some powerful reading by Mother Adopter coming out of Camp 2. Out of Springfield, Mother Dr. Israel. She getting that microphone. She make it plain in the reading. Take heed. We're here to help you understand one thing, the word of Yahweh. You got it? Good. Catch you all and log in to the next broadcast and Power Talk, and we'll catch you over there. And Yahweh be with you all from the Mother D of Israel, Mother E, Mother Z, and all of the ones on the radio station. Will catch you tomorrow on this broadcast at the same time, 6 p.m. Yahweh be with you all. Shalom.
What?
Sir.
What?
Give me this water.
Give me the water.
That I thirst not.
Yes.
Neither come hither to draw.
Go ahead.
That's right.
16.
Yeah.
Yahweh the Son said unto her.
And Yahweh the Son said unto her.
Go call your husband.
Go call
thy husband. That's right. And come here. And, BOF, BOF, BOF. No time to spare. Open your eyes.
Don't let it be too late. Be too late. Don't